just gotten sick or either taken sick, either one.
And if a person had gone out in bad weather and had come in and was sneezing and everything?
He's taken cold, got wet, and he's taken, you give him cold.
Okay. And if he couldn't talk right, he sounded a little...
hoarse.
And if he swallowed the wrong way, you'd have to...
kind of choke him like, or...
then you'd do what?
Yeah, he'd cough.
And say if you usually went to bed at 10 o'clock at night, one night you stayed up until 1 o'clock, you'd say by 1 o'clock you'd be feeling pretty
sleepy,
and you say at 6 o'clock in the morning I'll
still sleepy or don't feel like getting up, or
when the alarm clock goes off you,
well, I'm still sleepy.
Uh-huh.
Still sleepy.
And you say he's still sleeping, you better go in there
and wake him up.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
sweated or perspiration.
Okay. Which would you say?
Well, he's already, he's perspirated too much.
Mm-hmm.
Or either he's wet with sweat.
Mm-hmm.
Either way.
Just a second. Someone who can't hear anything at all would be completely...
deaf. Completely deaf.
Do you ever hear people say deaf?
Yeah. Yeah, I've heard people say deaf. That person over there is completely deaf. But deaf is the correct name for it.
And... if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...
well, you have to get a doctor. He's got shot. He's a bleeding or hemorrhaging.
Well, and you'd have to get the doctor to take care of the...
take care of the wound.
And sometimes the wound doesn't heal back right, and it gets sort of a skinless growth over it.
It's infected.
And you got to cut it out or burn it
got
out?
Got to cut it out or either burn it out. One, it's sometimes proud flesh would sit up.
And if you cut your finger, a brown liquid medicine that stings that you could put on it.
Iodine.
What's a real bitter medicine people used to take?
To take? Well, it's on to what you was taking it for. It's medicine take for different things, you see. If you feel bad, you bilious, something like that, you need to take a purgative. And if you your system's run down, you need to take quinine or a tonic to build your system up.
Does quinine work?
Oh yeah, quinine is good for malaria. If you have malaria, quinine is best for that, it is.
I might ask you if you know a person and you say, well, I don't know him, but I...
saw him, or seen him.
Or I, what of him?
Or either I've met him, but I don't personally know him, just...
Do you ever say, heard tell of him, or heard of
yes,
him?
Yes, I've heard tell of him.
Uh-huh.
I haven't, just like I'd hear about someone, I haven't seen him, I haven't saw him, but I've heard tell of him.
Mm-hmm. And something that you do every day, if I ask you, do you do it often? You'd say, yes, I...
yeah, very often, or every day.
I, what, all the time? I...
most all the time.
Uh-huh.